It's only week two of the 2018 high school football season, and I'm sure the Pleasantville Trojan football team is sick of hearing about the fact that this year's squad doesn't have much returning varsity talent, and is at an even further disadvantage because they are on their third head coach in 3 years, following the departure of first Gabe Baker and last year's head coach Greg Eichenberger. With a lot of new players, new head coach Mac Jorth, along with a new district and a new playoff format, it's easy to see why many have said this team is starting over from scratch. Well, that's not how the players see it. In fact, according to seniors Max Hinners, Daniel Kenyon, and Dakota Perkins, this year is the same as always.
Culture is a family. Pleasantville's always been a football town ever since the 80s, really. So there's quite a bit of tradition that goes into Pleasantville, which I don't know if you really get that much at other schools. But no, we're all pretty much a family, and it's just great to be here.
Football culture, it's a family. I mean, there's no really getting around that. We work together. We've been together all summer. We all stay together 7 hours a day at school, so we all get to know each other pretty well.
I like to just see the culture, not as the team, but the town, because like Max said, we really are a football town, and that's why I think this town is really built upon, you know. Especially this town's been through a lot through its football years, so I just think it just brings the town together.
And it's not just the players that see themselves as a part of something bigger. Assistant coach Heath DeForest is a graduate of Pleasantville High School, and he says that the expectations are no different this year despite the changes.
First thing I think of is tradition. We've had obviously a lot of good teams in the past, a lot of good coaches coming through here pretty consistently. Every year it just seems like our kids step up and rise up to an occasion, and you know, I think it's going to be the same thing this year.
The players just want this year to be another chapter in the Trojan football book, and they know that the relationships you make on the field can't be taken away.
Trojan football to me, it's not just football. These guys are my brothers. I think of this as kind of a family. And, you know, other sports aren't really like that in my mind. I think this is a great team sport, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Pleasantville football to me it's a good work ethic. If you come out for football, you're not just going to be sitting doing nothing. You're going to be working hard, working together as a team, really close, like Max said, a family. It's a good way to get to know each other and know how hard you can push yourself.
Trojan football, it really, for me, it just brings me one step closer to people I know, makes me have a deeper bond. Also makes me feel like, you know, I have someone else that can look after me, someone I can trust. You have to trust the guy next to you to know that he's going to do his job. And if you do your job, you work as a very cohesive bond that it's hard to break.
The seniors on this team who have been present for all the graduations and all the coaching changes say that, of course, there are challenges when you bring in a new head guy, but ultimately they are the ones responsible.
A head coach is very important to a football team. But at the end, you got to realize that it's the players that make the team who it is. The players decide who they're going to be that year and how hard they're going to work for that.
Changing head coaches not only brings apart the family, it's the technical side. You have to relearn everything, and you got to learn to trust each other, make sure everybody knows their assignments. You got to relearn everything.
Having three head coaches since our sophomore year, it's been kind of challenging learning from scratch. You know, you can edit some things, can make changes. So, but I think we've done a really good job of keeping up and just being able to keep a good place of where we're at.
New head coach Mac Jorth said that the attitude of the players and the community affected him more than he thought it would when he first started.
I've been very impressed with the positive emotions, positive interactions, just the positive attitudes I've seen. You know, just a lot of good people being very supportive. I've been really happy and really pleased with just how welcoming and friendly and supportive people have been. They're willing to do anything for you. They're willing to help out any way they can. These guys are willing to work their butts off. Coaches are willing to work their butts off. So it's been a very, very positive experience for me thus far.
And for this team, they know that it might be hard, but the coaching staff is not letting the culture shift from years past.
Well, obviously, we lost quite a few seniors last year. We lost 18 seniors last year. So anytime you do that, there's going to be a little bit of a transition. But I really think we're in a very good spot where we got athletes ready to step into those roles and ready to finally get their chance. You know, the way we've kind of addressed it is no matter who you are, where you're at in our lineups, you better be ready to go out there at a moment's notice. So I think our kids have kind of embodied that, and I think they're ready to go.
And Coach Jorth said that when you see something working, why would you want to change?
You kind of just take a look at what they've done in the past and try to keep as much consistency as you can with the things that you can live with. You know, you got some things you come in and you really want to do, and you just find ways to really make the small changes you need or the specific changes you need in a way that isn't super debilitating or super drastic in terms of changing. So, like, our offense isn't greatly different, but we got some small tweaks we're trying to develop and get better at. We got some ways we want to practice that we just add to the mix without drastically changing the way practices are done. You find what's really good, you keep going, and then you add your flavor to it.
And of course, the players know that it was never going to be the exact same as in years past, but they like that Coach Jorth is coming in and combining the old with the new.
Well, obviously, Coach Jorth hasn't been here as long as we have, so him coming in and learning this new culture and even building to it is really a tough task, and he's done a great job kind of taking leadership and really leading us through the tough times of the summer and even into the fall. So I'm glad he showed up. He's a great piece of the puzzle.
I like to think Coach Jorth brings to this team a new style of coaching that we haven't yet seen before. He's been working our tail off so far, and I really appreciate that sometimes. He's been really at us to make sure that we stay as a family and we all work together and we're all picking each other up, never let anybody fall behind, and stay together.
He brings a new style, but he doesn't change very much. He likes to keep the traditions, the culture, the ways, things we have, things that made us successful as a town, as a team. And so that's one thing I've liked about Coach Jorth.
So for a team that, with despite all the format changes, all the new players, and a new head coach, they aren't starting over at all. For Football Friday Night, I'm Andrew Swadner.